Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Job Club Radio, your source for information, news, and advice about the workplace. This is Career Coach Jen. Happy to have you here on the air with me again. It's been a while since I last was on, and so it's exciting to be here and talk with you guys again. Today, this show, we're talking about networking strategies, how even introverts can network effectively. So I'd like to share some thoughts with you about how an introvert can network effectively. And as I'm sharing these thoughts with you, even if you're not an introvert, you'll actually recognize some things that might be helpful for you as well. So first of all, a little bit about networking. So often I hear people say how they go to a networking event and then they go back to their office and they feel like it was a waste of time and that they did not have what they felt to be a very successful experience. And so when I ask people about, well, what was it that you were, what would success look like if you go to a networking event? And they were hoping that they would have this deep down feeling of feeling connected to some people that they have met there. And what I'm concerned about in that is that, sure, you might be able to meet somebody that right off the bat that there's a spark and you just know there's something about that person where you absolutely want to connect with them and deepen your relationship and get to know them better. But usually that comes with time. And so one thing that you want to keep in mind is that, especially for introverts who typically they're much more task oriented and they're the people who really want to think about things for a while and mull it over and they really want to develop an idea in their mind before they connect with people and whatnot. Networking events where you're there to mix and mingle and to share business cards and whatnot, that is not actually very conducive to an introvert being able to immediately feel like they're going to connect with people. So this is where I would tell anybody who's an introvert in particular, when you're looking at a networking event, you really want to stop and think about what it is that you do to connect with people beyond the networking event in particular. So let's say, for example, you're an engineer and you go to an engineering trade show or some kind of a networking event like a monthly luncheon, and maybe they have a guest speaker talking about something in your engineering field. Maybe there's some new update from technology or some standard in the industry or whatever it is. And so you go because you're thinking, hey, this is going to be awesome. I'm going to learn some cool stuff. I'm going to get some interesting information, and this is going to help me so that I can be a better engineer. Wonderful. I think that that is all wonderful. That sounds great. And so you go to the networking event and you bring your business cards, because always make sure you bring your business cards. And here's a pro tip for you. Keep a stash of extra business cards in your car. And so one thing that I do is I take a stack of business cards and a pretty good stack, like about an inch thick, and I wrap a little piece of paper around it, and then I put a rubber band around the paper. And so that way it doesn't chinger the sides of the business card. You don't want it to get all like marked up and kind of wrinkled. So anyhow, so that's just one thing you can do to keep your business cards in your car. And so that way, if you show up to a networking event, you realize, oh, I forgot to stick some extra business cards in my wallet or in your pocket or something, you can just pull some out of your glove compartment and you're good to go. So anyhow, so you're at the networking event and you want to connect with people, right? So you're looking to make a connection and you want to make sure that you are that you're using your time wisely, and that most people go to networking because they want to meet somebody. So you're there at the event, you're going to listen to this speaker, and you're going to be sitting at a table with other people, and so you want to make the most of it. And so when you're there, one thing you want to do is just simply, you know, as you're talking to people and getting to know them, asking them who they are, what company they work for, and what type of work that they do, and I don't know, maybe you could say, you know, ask them about some interesting types of projects that they're working on, or ask that person, you know, maybe about their academic background. All those things are kind of easy for people to talk to you about as far as like right off the bat. And then, because if you think about it, if somebody starts getting too personal and wants to know too much detail about you and your company, it starts to feel a little weird if they do that to you right out of the gate. So don't do that to other people. You want to make sure that you let them get to know you and allow yourself to get them to know them as well. So keep the conversation a little bit surface, but as you get the person's business card, you can always tell them, hey, it was great to meet you, and I'll follow up with you. I'll send you a connection request on LinkedIn. And by the way, here's another pro tip. After you leave a networking event, you really want to make sure to send those LinkedIn requests pretty soon. I usually try to send them within a week of meeting people, because after a while, people start to forget who you are. And then that way, it will help you to make sure you're fresh on their mind. And you can always customize the message in LinkedIn to say, hey, so-and-so, it was great to meet you at XYZ networking event on X date. And that way, it'll remind them, oh, yeah, I remember meeting this person at that particular networking event. So just make sure that you indicate where you met them. And then that way, it'll help them to remember who you are. And then so either on LinkedIn or on email, you can always do a follow-up with them to say, hey, it was so great to meet you at the event. It would be awesome to catch up another time and get to know you better. And so here's the trick, is that most people, when they are invited to get to know somebody, they usually are going to say yes, unless they themselves are so busy, like out of control busy, and you know the type of people. They just don't have time to meet with anybody one-on-one. So if that's the case, then you might say, hey, are you going to be at the networking event next month? I'd love to meet you there. Maybe we can meet 15 minutes before. And for that person who's extremely busy, getting to that event 15 minutes before is a lot easier for them to schedule that time versus finding another day and time, because they have to couple it with drive time and all of that. So you just want to think about what's going to make it easier for them. And for you introverts out there, thinking about these kind of details is really important, because it's going to help you to take the edge off of your networking, and it's going to take the edge off of your relationship building with people after you've networked and met them. So just think about, like, for yourself, right? You're busy too. You've got a lot going on. You've got, you know, perhaps family and other personal interests besides work, maybe academic challenges as well. Maybe you're getting an advanced degree while working full time. I mean, there can be a lot in people's lives, right? So you want to think about that and remember that that person isn't just sitting around waiting to talk to you. And so you want to think about, okay, where's that person coming from? What's going on in their life that would make it, you know, maybe challenging for them to get together with you? So don't be so firm and stuck in your thoughts around, well, if they want to meet with me, they're going to make themselves available for breakfast. Well, maybe the dynamics of their family, breakfast doesn't work. Maybe that person is responsible for getting the kids up and out the door and dropping them off at school, and they don't have that flexibility in the morning to have a professional networking breakfast, you know, for that follow-up time. Maybe lunchtime is better for them. Or maybe at the end of the day, you know, during like a happy hour time or something, maybe that's better for them. So you just never know. You just want to make sure you're flexible. And so for introverts in particular, and again, you guys tend to be really task-oriented, and you're focusing and I'm not saying like you're just focusing on people, don't get me wrong, but you tend to be just very focused on what is this thing that I need to accomplish. And so that's why often introverts tend to just shut out how people, you know, that time with people so you can get your stuff done. And I love introverts because you guys get so much stuff done. I have introverts that work for me and I love them because they absolutely are fantastic in getting things done. And so there's nothing wrong with being introverted. It's just recognizing that that's your natural tendency and then leverage that so that it's not a stumbling block for you, and so that you're not coming away from a networking event, again, as I mentioned at the beginning of the show, where you're feeling, oh my goodness, I didn't have this fantastic, wild, amazing experience where I met somebody and had this deep down connection with them, right? Like that just doesn't happen very often. Now it will happen, you guys. So don't get me wrong. You will have times where you're going to meet somebody and just click and go, yeah, I need to get to know him or her better. I can totally tell there's something there that we need to connect about professionally. And then it's incumbent upon you to make sure that you reach out to that person. And it doesn't matter if you have that deep down connection thought initially or if it comes later. But if they seem like a reasonable person, if they seem professional and a good human being, it's totally worth it for you to reach out and connect with them. So as I was just mentioning, just be sensitive to being flexible, right? Even though I know you've got lots of tasks and things you want to take care of, which is awesome, you want to think about building time into your month so that you can have those one-on-one meetings. And you guys, this is such a big piece for you. These one-on-one meetings are going to help you really feel like you're connecting with people and starting to get to know them and really making sure that you have a relationship that's based off of understanding each other. And it's not that real surface level stuff that I noticed for a lot of introverts, it drives them nuts that you guys are just going, what is happening here? I do not enjoy this conversation. I don't feel like I'm connecting to this person. This doesn't feel good to me, like deep down in your heart, right? So if you're feeling that, you want to make sure that you're stopping and checking yourself to make sure, okay, are you giving enough time to the relationship? Are you giving it what it needs so that you can continue to develop and have that relationship? If you're expecting it to just be one and done, it's no wonder that you're not feeling great. And if that's the case, then likely you will continue to perpetuate in your mind that you don't want to network and that networking is hard and that you suck at networking and that networking is difficult and that it's complicated and that it doesn't feel good. You're going to continue to perpetuate that. So, and that is not the case. Networking is an amazing tool, you guys. Oh my gosh, I love networking and what it can do for people in their career development, connecting with people for business. It can lead to so many amazing, interesting opportunities to synchronize with other people, collaborate with them, have opportunities to create. I mean, who knows what can possibly come from this? So if you're not putting yourself out there and then putting yourself out there to network, right, just by going to a networking event and doing the whole hustle of moving around the room and getting a few business cards. So if you don't even do that part of it, and then the second part, if you don't follow up and do one-on-one with people, then you're definitely going to be removing that opportunity for you to meet people who can make a difference and can really help you to grow and develop in your career. And you, in turn, get to grow and help them as well, and that feels so good. Anytime you're of service to somebody, it's going to help to take the edge off of the relationship. So that's another key thing I want to talk about for introverts is that look for opportunities to be of service. When you are of service, you kind of get over yourself a little bit and you start focusing on things a little bit different. So let me give you some examples when it comes to being of service. There are tons of different organizations out there that have many different ways how you can make a difference in the community. So I'm thinking about recently, I know this gal who wanted to get involved in raising money through a 5K for a little boy who has leukemia. And so she connected with some friends, and now they've put together this big event, and there's going to be a 5K and a bake sale and a silent auction, and they're doing all these things to help raise money. So she's leveraging her network to connect with people. That's being of service. So she's going to be able to connect with people in a totally different way and strengthen those relationships. And then, but if you think about it, that doesn't have anything to do with her work, what she does professionally. She's in academia, but she just really wants to make a difference for this family. So she decided to champion this. So, you know, look for opportunities where you can do something like that. Maybe you don't really want to organize it. Maybe you feel like it's too overwhelming for you, but you could certainly participate. You can help out. You could maybe go and do something at the service project on the day of, right? I'm thinking about a networking group of business professionals that get together every week, and they have a service project that they're doing. And through word of mouth, they heard about a woman whose home really needed to be repainted. It looks really, really bad. And so what they decided to do was to raise money to get the paint supplies. And then all they needed were some friends and business associates to come together to help paint. So to scrape the house a little bit and then do the painting. And so basically a Saturday's worth of work. And then at the end, they brought in some pizzas. And so there's opportunity to do things like that. And so, or you can, instead of like one-off projects and service opportunities like that, you could certainly look for something that aligns with what you're interested in your career. So for example, let's say you have a real love of reading. You could connect with the local elementary school, perhaps that's close to your work, so it's not... and find out who that person is who organizes the volunteers. Let them know that you're interested in reading and like to go in and maybe help some children with their reading skills. And I know that there are a lot of schools that need this help. And so that could be an ongoing thing that maybe once a week you go over to the school for half an hour, and it is going to feel really, really good inside of your heart to connect and make a difference in children and helping invest in the next generation. And especially if you're somebody who loves to read, sharing that love of reading and helping somebody else get better at reading is a wonderful way for you to perpetuate your legacy and what it is, the impact that you want to make on the world. Maybe you're somebody who's really interested in STEM, and STEM stands for science, technology, engineering, and math. And STEAM is a new one now, which is science, technology, engineering, art, and math, where there's huge opportunity to make a difference when it comes to helping the rising generation understand about opportunities in science, in engineering, in math, and whatnot, and help kids to see, oh, when I'm taking these algebra classes, this is what I can do with it, or this is what geometry can do, or this is what chemistry can do. And so that it helps them to understand the bigger picture of just, I'm working some equations, but help them to see, oh, okay, so for example, how does this work in structural engineering? Or, oh, over here, how does this work in civil engineering? Or whatever it is, right? So look for those opportunities to be of service. And there's all sorts of STEM initiatives all over the United States. So certainly take a look and you know, if that's something that's of interest to you. But the cool thing that you can do with networking and combining it with service is find people who would be interested in doing this with you. Maybe you've got a couple of buddies at work that you can go do this together. Or maybe as you go to these organizations and help out, you may find somebody there that's equally as interested in it. It's going to help you to connect with that person and build a relationship there too. So the reason I wanted to share this about service is that it's a great way to get over yourself and break out of your shell a little bit. And for introverts, just the sake of just, I can't just tell you, for example, oh, just get over it and just go to a networking event and just start walking around and shaking hands. I know that's really, really hard for you, and I totally get it. I was absolutely that person, and now I'm much more extroverted, largely because I have a bigger vision and passion for what I'm doing, and I know that to help deliver my message, I need to be more extroverted. But when I'm done with a networking event, I definitely feel depleted, and I need to have some alone time. Every day I have to have alone time. And it's important that I build that into my schedule. So it doesn't matter that I'm a business owner. It doesn't matter that I'm a wife and a mom and a neighbor and I have all these civic things that I do and community things. I still make sure to have alone time for me so I can recharge and refill my cup. And in doing so, then I can get back out there and connect with people and feel like I'm making a difference. So I'm actually what's referred to as an ambivert, which is a combination of introversion and extroversion. But So for you as an introvert, you want to really think about, okay, what's something that you're passionate about and go and find that community of people and connect with them. If you can't find a community of people, let's say you're into some kind of random thing with, I have no idea, maybe it's growing tadpoles or something and helping to replenish frog populations. Maybe you don't have anybody like that in your community. I'm picking something really, really random, by the way. So maybe you can start it, and you can use websites like meetup.com. That's meetup.com. You can start up a meetup where you post it out there and you put the name of the group and what it is that you want to do. And you get to determine the day and time and the place where you want to meet and put it out there. And then it goes into their big database and and people can see options, and you know, maybe you find one or two friends, and little by little it can grow. So maybe there's a small group of you that are out in the mountains helping to increase the population of frogs. I don't know. And again, I'm coming up with something silly and random. I have no idea. I was trying to think of something that was really, really off the wall. But anyhow, if you have a specific interest and it doesn't really exist, that let's say the networking groups don't exist for it, you can create it. But the nice thing is you can create it the way that's comfortable for you. And so I have seen introverts do that before, where they wanted to connect with people in particular lines of business and within the trades and whatnot. And so they started it up. And several of them are introverted people, but they knew that to make it comfortable for themselves, they wanted to target and be specific about a particular group of people. In particular, I'm thinking of one gentleman who does big data. So he's a data scientist. He works for typically large banks, and we're talking just gajillion transactional data bits that are happening. And he realized that there wasn't really anybody in his marketplace that focuses on big data. So he talked to another friend of his who is a data systems guy, and they decided to start a little networking group. Now they get together monthly, and their group has dozens of people that come out, and they're all a bunch of technology nerds. They get together and they get all geeked out over talking about big data, and they love it. So this gentleman, who is not very extroverted, he's more on the introverted side, he loves focusing on tasks and focusing on fine-tuning and really getting into the details. He loves that kind of stuff, and people would naturally consider him to be an introvert, which he definitely has those tendencies. But still, for him, he wanted to connect with that community of people that are introverts so that he would be able to make a difference for himself. He can grow and learn, contribute to the marketplace for helping other people understand big data. And he's making a difference, and he's doing it on terms that works for him. And so when it comes down to being an introvert, I totally understand that at first, you know, look, you may be somebody who just does not want to interact with people. But deep down, I want you to think about, why do you interact with people that you do? And when does it happen? And why do you go about doing it, right? So what's really driving that? And so look for ways to replicate that, so that for yourself, you can continue to find yourself in a position where you feel good about connecting with other people. So you want to make sure you get out to networking events, bring those business cards with you, connect with people, and then follow up with them, have those one-on-one meetings. Look, the second thing I shared with you is look for opportunities to be of service. And again, stop and think about what's of interest to you. What are you personally interested in? What really just gets your juices flowing? And that's awesome. Go and connect with those types of folks who are doing that type of stuff. And it's amazing what you can find when you start doing Google searches. And then the last thing is look for opportunities to create something that will be comfortable for you. And sometimes creating with somebody else is a little bit easier to do. And so so that you don't feel the burden of having everything on your shoulders if, again, you're naturally not inclined to talk to a bunch of people. So maybe find somebody who is more extroverted, but together, you know, you can work on it to develop something. Going through all of these things, if you do this stuff on a regular basis, if you get out to one or two networking events a month, if you go and you have anywhere from 2 to 4 networking lunches or breakfasts or something like that per month, you are going to make a huge difference for yourself in connecting with people. And never, ever underestimate the power of breaking bread with somebody. Going and having a meal with somebody, even just meeting at a cafe for you know, a quick beverage or a bagel or something like that, that can make a huge difference. There's something very normalizing about eating food. It's crazy. I guess we all do it, right? So it doesn't matter what your background is, who you are, where you're from, academically where you're from, you know, geographically where you grew up, doesn't matter. We all eat food. And so look for ways to connect over food. And if you think about it, in a given month, there's 30 days on an average. So if you take out 8 days, which are the weekends, that leaves you 22 business days a month. So this is where I look, you know, when people say, oh, I just don't have time. And I say, okay, now out of those 22 business days a month, how many of them are you working through lunch? And a lot of us do it. Sometimes you have to. I get it. I do it as well. But if you do it every day, you are absolutely robbing yourself the opportunity to connect with people and really build those relationships. So look at your week, and maybe Wednesday is a really good day for you where it's not as busy with meetings and whatever else. Set aside your Wednesdays as your networking day and find people to network and go to lunch with them. And you don't want to wait until Wednesday morning to reach out to somebody to say, hey, I met you last month at such and such networking event. Are you available for lunch today? That also is going to be very off-putting to people because they are likely not going to be available last minute. And then you, as an introvert, you're going to feel really awkward and feel like that person didn't respond to my request for lunch. And then you just continue to perpetuate in your mind how hard networking is. So don't do it to yourself. Think about a little bit ahead of time, plan for it, and schedule people about a week in advance so that way it's on their calendar and on your calendar. And then that way when you come into the week, you know, oh, great, on Wednesday I've got lunch with so-and-so, looking forward to meeting with them. You send them a follow-up reminder email and confirm where you want to meet and time, and then it just feels good. And then look for somebody else that you've met recently through networking and see whom else you want to meet with one-on-one. So I hope that this information has been helpful for you. Think about those little details that will really help take the edge off. So especially for introverts, oh my goodness, you guys, I know that it can be hard to break outside of that shell. I totally, totally get it. Listen, I was a kid in class who never raised my hand. Now I'm the person who stands on stage and I'll speak in front of thousands of people. So at some point you can embrace your introversion and you can use it for good. And so you want to make sure that you look for opportunities to be really personal and specific to who you are and connect with people one-on-one. Therefore, as you do that, your relationships will get stronger and you're going to start to see for yourself how networking truly is very, very powerful and can be very effective in developing your career. Thank you for joining me today on Job Club Radio. My name is Jen Anderson. You can find me at careercoachjen.com. Have a great day, you guys. Talk to you soon.